Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Midwest prairies are turning into woodland. Ranchers are trying to stop this change, but it's an uphill battle.
I mean, look across this landscape. Like, there are thousands of trees in front of us and thousands of little woody shrubs.
Now, some ranchers are testing out totally new approaches to the problem. We'll hear more after the news. Volunteers in the Wichita School District have organized a committee to persuade voters to support the $615 million bond referendum in November, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
The group is called Vote Yes, Yes for Wichita Kids, one yes for each of the two ballot questions. Luis Rodriguez chairs the committee. He says the group has about 60 members, including teachers, parents, and graduates.
We have people who are Wichita public school products that are just business professionals that are motivated. A lot of our marketing team is that.
The group also has what it calls teacher champions, educators who advocate in the community without being on the committee. Volunteers plan to canvass in support of the bond while engaging with voters online and at public events. It's not yet clear if there is a formal campaign to oppose the bond. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Dozens of union nurses at Ascension St. Francis and St. Joseph were on strike Monday for better hospital safety measures. The strike came after two recent incidents involving a weapon and a violent threat. The hospital says weapon detection systems will be added to emergency rooms starting in August. The union is advocating for more security measures throughout the hospital. Shelley Rader is an emergency department nurse at St. Francis and is part of the union's bargaining team. She says she hopes the hospital will take the union seriously after the strike.
We have voices. We are here for our community, for our patients. They need to come to the bargaining table and they need to sit down and they need to fix this.
The day-long strike was from 7 a.m. yesterday to 7 a.m. today. The hospital hired temporary nurses to boost staffing levels during the strike. The Wichita School District has reached a stalemate in its contract talks with the local teachers' union. The school board's negotiating team indicated last month it was moving to declare an impasse, but briefly changed course at the board's direction. After returning to the bargaining table for just one day, the two parties declared that contract talks had reached an impasse after all. Now a federal mediator will step in to broker the talks. Future negotiations will also be closed to the public. The union cites compensation and teacher planning time as two key sticking points. Dozens of states may be on the hook next year to pay roughly $9 billion towards SNAP benefits for low-income families, including in Kansas. As Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, food security groups are concerned that people may lose aid.
The One Big Beautiful Bill signed into law last July created a cost-share formula based on state SNAP payment error rates. These include over- and underpayments to participants. Paige Chickering with the Iowa Hunger Coalition says Iowa is in the clear for now since its latest error rate was under 6%, but the coalition is urging Congress to delay the cost share for all states.
We really are in uncharted waters, and it's very hard to know if this will result in states having to entirely pull out of the SNAP program at all if they can't contribute their needed cost share to continue to run the SNAP program.
Chickering says that would be devastating to families who rely on SNAP. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Some Kansas renters with an eviction on their record can now apply to have the eviction removed. Evictions can make it difficult to rent a home or apartment. They can also damage a person's credit score. Under a new state law, people who've not had an eviction in the past 3 years can qualify for eviction expungement. The state launched an online portal for people to apply to have their records expunged. The portal is at srl.kscourts.gov. The Friends of the Wichita Public Library is holding a book sale and ice cream social this weekend. The sale is from 10 to 2 Saturday at the Advanced Learning Library in downtown Wichita. To celebrate the library's 150th birthday, the Friends will hand out ice cream sandwiches from 1 to 2:30. Friends of the Library members can shop a pre-sale on Friday from 5 to 6:30. The Friends organization supports and advocates for the mission of the Wichita Public Library. Proceeds from the book sale go to help finance library programs. A new Kansas law lets people return stray cats to the outdoors after they've been spayed or neutered. Under old laws, there was legal uncertainty about whether so-called trap-neuter release programs fell under animal cruelty or animal abandonment laws. Hannah Speltz is the founder of the cat rescue Save the Kitties. She says spaying and neutering feral cats is important to prevent overpopulation, which affects rescues and shelters nationwide.
So if you don't go and fix the mom, the kittens are going to keep coming, and then those kittens are going to become adults that can also have kittens. So for us, it's really the most important aspect of rescue is trap, neuter, and release when it comes to cats.
Spelt says it could take a few years to see the full impact of neutering stray cats and returning them to their natural environment. Travelers on the Kansas Turnpike will soon see upgraded or expanded travel stops. The Kansas Turnpike Authority says Love's Travel Stops is remodeling 4 service stations along the turnpike. The stations in Matfield Green and Topeka have had sales floors remodeled. The stops in Towanda and Belle Plaine have new gas counters and drink centers. The travel stop in Belle Plaine has also added a Godfather's Pizza restaurant. All rest stops remained open during the renovations. Each location will host a ribbon cutting in coming weeks to mark the completions. We'll be back after this.
I'm Terry Mott, KMUW's External Engagement Coordinator. You're invited to the next Pint Night, 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, July 15th at Prost. It's an evening with conversation, drinks, and cheer among listeners and KMUW staff. I hope to see you there.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. On the Great Plains, prairies are turning into woods and shrubs. Ranchers have been fighting back for years, trying to save the rangeland that feeds their cattle, with mixed results. Now some say it's time to talk about what to do next in places where wide open vistas likely are not coming back. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Alex McKiernan is driving me across his southeast Nebraska ranch on a four-wheeler, showing me all the trees and shrubs he and his ranch manager have spent years trying to kill. There's an Osage orange sapling about my height. A few years ago, they hacked open the tree trunk and squirted in herbicide.
So look at the base. Those really bright green glossy leaves are new basil sprouts. So that tree has been dead for years, and it's coming back.
Why is that a problem? Cattle eat grass. Woody plants shade out grass. Also, this cattle ranch is tall grass prairie. It's an increasingly rare ecosystem that once covered a lot of the Midwest, but was mostly lost to cropland. Trees and shrubs are a big threat to what's left. But as much as McKiernan tries to fend them off with controlled fires, with herbicide, they just keep coming.
I mean, look across this landscape. Like, there are thousands of trees in front of us and thousands of little woody shrubs.
So in 2024, he decided to set aside the herbicide and add a second kind of livestock. Hundreds of goats. His goats happily strip shrubs and saplings of every last leaf. Yes, they still grow back, but for McKiernan, that's okay.
Great, that's more goat feed.
The shrubs will feed the goats year after year, and he can sell them for meat. So since he doesn't think he can beat the woody plants, he's changed his goal to coexisting. Jesse Nippert is a grassland ecologist at Kansas State University. He says some regions do still have intact prairie that's critical to protect. But there are other places where it's unrealistic to wipe the landscape clean of woody plants.
In the areas that have transitioned into a shrubland or a woodland, you're probably never going to get it back to this idealized pre-colonial, you know, landscape painting.
Humans have stacked the deck in favor of woody plants. We added more carbon dioxide to the air, which helps them grow faster and in drier places. And climate change is bringing wetter winters. That gives them a leg up, too. All those trees and shrubs are sucking water from streams and soil and stripping landscapes of biodiversity. Marissa Ollering is the director of science for the Nature Conservancy in Minnesota and the Dakotas. And in northern prairies, she's seen snowberry thickets take over.
Western snowberry can get really dense in a lot of places. And the problem is, if you get really dense snowberry, the only thing that grows underneath it is like Kentucky bluegrass.
If that's all that's left, it is not a good thing. And it's happening all across prairies as a handful of woody species muscle out a kaleidoscope of grasses and wildflowers.
If you have one shrubby species and like one grass species underneath, you reduce your bird community, reduce your insect community.
From Oklahoma up to South Dakota, dense juniper woods are cropping up with barely anything growing beneath them. In Kansas, wild plum is a big problem. In Texas, honey mesquite. So scientists like Nippert at Kansas State are thinking about how to reach a kind of balance in places where intact prairies likely aren't coming back.
So we need to be thinking about ways where there are some trees out there, but we're still having fresh water, forage for animals, diverse plants and animal species.
But he says there's no one way to achieve this. It'll depend on the specifics of each landowner's situation and goals. For McKiernan in Nebraska, goats check all the boxes. They're eating a lot of woody plants. Plus, they're boosting his bottom line.
We could not pay this mortgage without goats. Full stop.
His cattle margins were thin. Now the goat herd has doubled his livestock revenue. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.